tomorrow. I don't know if I'll feel up to this, but a lot of people will. Well, as we ring in the new year tonight, there are only two things left to do on New Year's Day. You can go jump in the lake or go fly a kite. Joining us on our Tri-County Contracting Hotline is Scott Fisher. He's from Gift of Wings. I love that you're laughing at this, Scott.
Well, there are only two things, good morning, Libby, that you could do on New Year's Day. Go jump in the lake or go fly a kite.
All right. So, and that's what you're going to be doing. Tell us about flying kites on New Year's Day.
Well, I can tell you for sure I'm not going to jump in the lake, but we'll be down at Veterans Park, and this, I can't believe it, it's the 37th year that we've been doing the Cool Fool Kite and Ice and Snow Carving Festival in Veterans Park, which is right down by the Art Museum, right on Milwaukee's beautiful lakefront. So our plan is we're going to start at 11 o'clock. We'll go till 5, or what I like to say is until I can't stand it anymore, depending on the weather. And we're going to invite everybody to come down and fly kites. And it's a great way to bring in the new year. I do have a professional kite flyer. Jake Peters will be coming in, and he's going to be bringing giant kites. Imagine a kite shaped like an octopus that's 150 feet long, is red. And we'll be flying over Milwaukee's lakefront. I mean, a lot of people have seen this kite because we fly it all the time down there. But it's huge. It's humongous. Or we've got a whale that's over 100 feet long. And just imagine, this whale is so big. If you wanted to, I wouldn't let you, but if you wanted to, you could drive a school bus in the mouth of this whale.
I'm overwhelmed with this description. And in addition to that, you know, hopefully we're going to have those freezing temperatures. You'll be able to try your hand at carving ice?
Yes, the quiet ice carvers, they're coming down, and they're one of the number one teams in the United States for carving ice. They go down to Lake Geneva, and I think they won first place last year. So they are going to be trying their hand at carving snow and ice down at the lakefront. And our plan is, if everybody's wondering, what do you do for snow? We've got a snow making machine. We're all ready. And we're going to make snow down there, and we're going to cart some snow in, and we'll have snow in our ice blocks for people to carve.
And again, it's all free. Plus, you're going to have free hot chocolate, coffee, even right. Some snacks.
Right. This is our way of saying thank you to all of our customers and all the folks that come down to the lakefront every year. You know, we do a kite festival in May, and we do one in September. And believe it or not, Veterans Park is one of the top 10 best kite flying parks in the United States. So it's my way of saying, you know, thanks a lot for everything, and we sure do appreciate your business. And so we're going to be giving away free hot chocolate and coffee, and we've got snacks. It's just going to be one of those really fun days that people can come out and do something on New Year's Day.
Well, it sounds like a great event for the family. Kick off 2024 right on the lakefront by Veterans Park. It all gets underway tomorrow at 11 a.m. Scott Fisher, thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Libby. I should also point out that we will be having a sale on kites so people can buy kites if you don't have a kite. But we encourage everybody to come down either with a kite or buy a kite at Gift of Wings.
Just go fly a kite, Scott.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, Libby, you beat me to the punch here.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.